All right, guys, welcome to the show. This is Into the Apocalypse. Not sure what number episode. I'm feeling a little bit rushed. It's right before our scheduled time to start, and I screwed up the calendar. I thought we were going at 5:30 Pacific time today, and that's what I had on my calendar. We're starting at 5:30 Eastern time, so we got a good one today, but unfortunately, since I screwed up the calendar, Chud X will not be joining us on the show today. But we've got a couple other guys, and I promise it will be a good one. It's an exciting one for me. Other than that, today we went to Washington. We picked up 3 more sheep, and yesterday we bought the ram from our neighbor. So we have 7 now, a starter flock. I think that's where we're going to call it for now. We have a ram, 2 ewes who are capable of breeding, and we have 1 ram lamb. So it's a boy who still has his nuts for now. I think we're going to get rid of those soon enough. And then we have 2 babies, 2 baby lamb. Ewe lambs that are dairy lambs. So really exciting news, and yeah, it's a good little starter flock. So guys, we're a value for value show. We've been getting a lot of downloads lately. The guy, the numbers are pretty getting back up to being good. Sorry, there's been a couple inconsistent weeks, but we got a ton of shows. I got one in the can right now, and we'll drop this one later in the week. So we got a bunch of stuff coming out, guys. We're putting out a ton of content, and anything that you can do to support the show would be much appreciated. We love the art and the music and everything, but unfortunately that will not pay the bills. So if anybody can find it in their hearts to donate a little bit of money, that'd be fantastic. I should figure out some way to do small, for people to do recurring monthly payments. I've got some friends that are doing that with their show. I'll see if there's anything I can look into that will do that to make it easier for you guys. But yeah, if everybody gave us a dollar per show that they listen to per month, we'd be doing really, really good. If everybody who listened to the show gave us a dollar a month, we'd be doing really, really good. So if you're what they would call a no agenda, a douchebag, and you've never donated to the show despite, you know, frolicking in the fruits of our labor, you know, de-douche yourself. Give us a couple bucks. And we'd love to hear from y'all. Where you're at, what you're up to, what the weather's doing, where you are. It's going crazy here. 8 inches of snow earlier this week in mid-April. Crazy. They're spraying the shit out of us. Hail, sunshine, torrential rain, torrential snow. All in the middle of April here. Who knows? Yeah, value for value, guys. Help us out. Let us know what's going on. Tell us who you want to hear from. Yeah, we'll be back with some more. This is going to be a good one, but we'll be back with a couple more next week. So, yeah, we'll see you then. Hold on. Our guests are here. All right, guys, we're back, and we are super excited. This week, we've got with us returning guest, Casey, the Lunatic Dolphin from Starfort, Golden Gate Starfort Command. What's going on, brother?
What's happening?
And our first-time guest making his maiden voyage, we've got the legend, John Joseph from the Cro-Mags. What's going on, man?
No legend, but yeah, it's happening.
Yeah, man, this is...
mention Blood Clot, too. That's my new project with Tom Capone from Quicksand, and we got, you know, so...
Yeah, well, yeah.
We had some fun in the Cro-Mags. Casey filled in on bass a bunch of tours, and fucking, I love this guy, man. Fucking,
hell yeah.
He had the best times.
That was fun, man. We got to travel the world.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, well, man, you know, see what happens in the future, man, you know?
Hell yeah. You know where I'm at.
if they don't start World War III and, you know, kick out another jam.
Yeah, we'll do COVID World War II. The electric boogaloo.
Speaking code, bro. Yeah. When we speaking code. Everybody knows what the fuck we're saying, and then we won't get censored. I just lost my entire Instagram page.
Really?
It was some bullshit too. They like scammed me.
Yeah.
Said it was that my account was hacked and suspicious activity and all this nonsense, and then log out. They sent me a code. I logged back in and their account was fucking gone, dude.
Bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do? You know what? We're old school. I'm 60 this year, dude. I was around way before any of these social media platforms. It's about getting out there, shaking hands, hugging motherfuckers, getting to do shows. And, you know, I'm not going to like, I didn't lose a night's sleep over losing my page. So I got another one anyway. So,
oh, yeah. Well, yeah, for everybody that doesn't know, you were the lead singer for the Cro-Mags and for your other project, Blood Clot. And I'm not a huge hardcore fan. I was always like more into oi music. But I love the Cro-Mags, and I got to see you guys probably 4 or 5 times. I remember it was a real thrill one time we were at the Parkside in San Francisco.
Oh yeah, that was great.
And I'd ridden my motorcycle over there with another friend, and Chris Powerhouse came up to us and handed us a bunch of drink tickets. He goes, John Joseph's not drinking, man. So here's all his drink tickets. He gave them to us. So we had a bunch. I'm done drinking too, man, for the past 10 years. But we had a bunch of drinks on you without you even knowing it at that time.
I'm glad I could be of service. Hopefully, apparently you made it home all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I was torn with them, was I got all John's drink tickets.
Yeah.
You could get my drinks and my backstage meat and all that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Salami sandwiches for days.
Yeah, but yeah, you are a product of the real deal New York City before the Rudy Giuliani transformation, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I started running away. I was raised in foster homes. My dad was a violent fucking professional boxer, drunk, beat my mom down. They took us away. We ended up in really bad foster homes starting in 69, 70. And I started hitting the streets after they closed that home. I was in St. John's Home for Boys in Rockaway in 76. And then right after the 4th of July bicentennial, some crazy shit happened. I got jumped by all these kids, black kids. And then I just started going onto the streets at that point. And then as of 77, right after New Year's, I split for good and was out on the streets and going to punk rock shows in the summer of 77 and selling drugs. And then I got locked up. And when I got out, I ended up back in New York in 1980. And then just the Lower East Side, Alphabet City. And when the shit was real, actually, I got hired to write a TV show. So that's going to be coming about the Lower East Side and all that. So the hardcore scene and the gangs and the whole shit. So it's going to be real as opposed to like some Hollywood motherfuckers trying to tell a story about something. You know, we live in a fantasy world. A lot of people now, they write about shit they never went through. So this is going to be the real shit. Adapting my book for a film too, so
you're and that's Evolution of a Cro-Mag.
Yeah, I've been working on that.
I can't wait. Years,
but you know, I'm doing another rewrite. That's the process. That's on one board. So there's 30 scenes on there and another 30 scenes on the other board. But I just like writing, man. I just get up early every day, write.
Yeah.
Get my workouts in, and then fucking I'm back to writing at night, either music or film, or I'm working on another book about cancel culture.
Really?
Fucking motherfuckers, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And the most of it is coming from the hardcore scene. That's what me and Casey were talking the other night. I'm like, I can't even fucking believe. Like, I mean, I can, because I always knew a lot of motherfuckers were posers. And it just took something crazy to expose them, you know? Like, my writing teacher says that, true character is only revealed under pressure. The greater the pressure, the greater the revelation of true character. And, you know, I was listening to Bill Maher on Joe Rogan the other day, and he said, you know, I haven't changed. It's the Democrats that have gone so far fucking off. I'm the same person. And I was like, that resonated with me, because ever since I got into the Bad Brains and worked with them and heard them in 1980, then I was working with them and the messages of HR and punk rock in the 70s, it was always against the establishment. And then it was always against crooked corporations and the government. And, you know, particularly I've written books about the pharmaceutical industry and what they've been trying to do with Codex Alimentarius through the United Nations all the way back in the 80s. And now the WHO is becoming the World Health Organization for even the United States. So they're implementing this Codex shit. But my point is that I did not change. I am the same motherfucker that I was, the albums that I wrote and all the lyrics I wrote and everything else. They changed and they sold out and they follow the fucking government, trusting these fucking cretins who are all scam artists. And we're the bad guys for sticking true to the shit that we've been doing. And the other thing is, the motherfuckers, it's not only the ones that turned on us, it's the ones who don't say anything because they may lose some social media followers. They don't want to get involved. That's not what we're about. We were about fucking smashing motherfuckers head on with the truth. So I have no respect for them. I have less respect for the motherfuckers that keep silent. Like they said in the 80s, when Fauci was putting out them fucking drugs that was killing all the AIDS patients, it wasn't the virus of AIDS. People don't know the history of this dude. I know the history here because I was a foster kid and an orphan. He experimented on orphan kids in New York State in the 80s. There was articles in Spin Magazine and all these publications, music publications, Rolling Stone, about what he was doing, holding kids down, having his people inject them with experimental drugs. And, you know, now look at all the music publications. They're all in on it, man. They're all in on it. Rolling Stone, all of them, dude, they control all of the fucking media, all of it. Even like Metal Injection, when I said, how the fuck is Dave Grohl singing Bad Brain songs and then doing a Vax Live fucking concert for this bullshit that they're doing to everybody, and everybody's silent on it, and then they just reposted my shit on all these Metal Injections and Brooklyn Vegan anti-vaxxer, you know, from the Cro-Mags, former Cro-Mags singer. I'm like, I'm not no anti-vaxxer. I've been vaccinated. I just said, me, I'm holding out on this shit until I see what the fuck's going on. And now look at Trumper. The data. Look at the data, 1,400 motherfucking side effects. Look at the cases on VAERS, all the deaths that's happening. Meanwhile, there's not even one case of an injury or death reported in the news, not one. So nobody that took that shit died. Come on, man, use your fucking scruples. And you know, the cancel culture shit is just, it's pathetic. And the hardcore scene, I don't give a fuck. They're like, oh, I wonder who's going to come to your shows. I don't give a fuck, because if it's 20 people, those are 20 people that I want to talk to. You know,
big time.
I've been doing this shit. I told this one motherfucker, I was doing shit before you were fucking sperm in your daddy's nutsack. That's like you're talking shit like out of your ass, motherfucker. Like, you know, and even like, and then everybody jumped on the bandwagon, you know. Oh, to go against me, just I could give a fuck less, man. The dogs could bark, the elephants don't care. They move through the fucking village and trample every fucking game.
Hell yeah.
So in the current hardcore scene, there's people trying to get you erased, cancel you.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I thought you'd be on cancel.
Oh my god, nope. Oh hell no. I've like when that shit got posted, I had motherfuckers telling me, who the fuck are you, man? Dave Grohl made millions of dollars. You're nobody. I was like, oh, okay. So if somebody makes money, that makes them a fucking great person. And listen, I have massive respect for Dave Grohl. You know, RIP to Taylor Hawkins, who we never even heard how the fuck he died. That should be telling you something, too. And Dave Grohl, when he played in Scream, opened up for the Cro-Mags. I loved fucking Nirvana. They, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit. They had a Bad Brain shirt in there. So those guys gave respect to everybody. I don't have nothing against him personally. I just said, how can you go up and sing Bad Brain's lyrics about destroying Babylon and against the system and then sell out to the system and take millions of dollars to play a fucking concert to fucking hoodwink everybody into this shit? And like I said, And then I when my account just got deleted, somebody wrote, oh, yeah, you're disgusting that you're a Republican now. And and I'm glad they took your page down. You Republicans are destroying the country. I was like, I never voted in my motherfucking life, dude. See, now if you go against this establishment and this administration of this brain dead vegetable that's in the White House with Obama talking in his ear, and he still can't do it. He's like shaking hands with the invisible.
You guys see him shaking hands with Castro.
Oh my god, dude, this guy, like it's elder abuse at this point.
I know.
And the thing was, I never voted for any of these motherfuckers. Like I said, I'm the same person. Here. I don't do politics. I look for the truth, and if that truth falls with the Democrats, fine. If it falls with the Republicans, fine. I don't give a fuck, you know, just because, and then I was called a QAnon. So if I say, you know, wheatgrass juice purifies your blood and gives you energy, and a QAnon motherfucker says that, like somebody was saying, most of your shit is QAnon conspiracy theories. I'm like, I don't post any conspiracy theories, and, you know, send me an example of one. Send me an example of one single motherfucking conspiracy theory. Everything I said came true. The lockdowns didn't work. The efficacy of these fucking things are horrible. You're four shots in 17 months. Meanwhile, my polio vaccine lasted 58 years. I got it when I was 2 years old. The lockdowns didn't work. The efficacy, the death toll numbers was a lie. That's how they were able to mandate the shit. Now they come back and say, oh, we got it wrong. Well, fucking whoop-de-fucking-do. So everything that I said now turns out to be true. Okay? And where's the conspiracy theory? And I'll just tell you one last thing. I had doctors feeding me the information because they didn't want to lose their medical license. So I know doctors that were like, yo, this shit's what's going on. This is what other doctors are seeing in their clinics happening and all of this shit. So, and they would tell, and I was, that's what got my account shadow banned. I posted the Joe Rogan interviews with number one, Alex Berenson, who got fired from the New York Times, who's been posting all the real data on what's going on. Okay. That just came out to be true. And I posted the Robert Malone podcast with Joe, and then the Dr. Peter McCullough podcast with Joe, which is, if you haven't seen those, you need to go fucking see what the fuck's going on. That's when my account was shadow banned. And then what they kept doing was they kept sending me the same thing that they took down three times. Oh, your account's close to being deleted. And I was like, yo, you guys already took this down and hit me on this like a month ago. This is the third time you're telling me, giving me a warning. So the social media platforms are completely controlled. They're doing some China-esque bullshit. That's why they don't want Elon Musk to control Twitter, because God forbid there's free speech in America, you know, and the motherfuckers that's doing it, Bezos and the other guy who owns the Washington Post or whatever, it's like, we can't have rich oligarchs controlling social. Well, what the fuck are you?
Yeah.
You're doing the same shit, except it benefits you. the greatest transfer of wealth took place in the last 2.5 years during the fucking pandemic. So it's benefiting all these people at the expense of the American people who waited years to get $1,400. But they put us in trillions of dollars of debt. And who got all that money? Who got all that money? The same corporations that fired people for not taking something that don't even work. So it's just fucking, it's such bullshit. I took all, like me and Tom Capone, you know, we worked through the whole pandemic. Like we started out with blood clot, and after Todd Youth, God rest his soul, passed away. Like that's another thing, the fentanyl, he got fentanyl. How's the fentanyl coming across the motherfucking border? They're not closing that border down. More people died from fentanyl than from COVID on overdoses. Where's the fucking, wow. Where's the pandemic of that? So we lost our guitar player because he relapsed and did a bag of dope and it had fentanyl. And so we waited. I didn't feel like doing the band. It fucked me up. He's my friend since the 80s when he was a little kid and ran away. And I was like his big brother that made sure nobody fucked with him in the Lower East Side. And then, like, you know, we flew out to L.A. and we rehearsed with Joey Castillo and Nick Oliveri, the bass and drum. And then Tom had the gig and then, like, the pandemic happened. So we just decided to get, I decided to get New York musicians. And, you know, Tom was getting real pissed off with everything was happening. And I said, Tom, that's what it's about. Take that anger, pick up your fucking guitar. And we wrote this song called Souls. And dude, it's like the shit he's been writing is so vicious. And that's what it's all about. That's what hardcore was about. We was kids living the shit. You know, on when we sang about survival of the streets and street justice, that was real. And I wasn't the one that was snitching people out. That was Harley. That was Harley that went to the cops on people. I was never a rat. I got shot. I got stabbed. I went to jail because I didn't snitch on the dude that was making the angel dust. So I ain't no rat. I live the shit that I write. I always have. And this whole pandemic, if you don't step up and you're calling yourself a punk rocker, but or a hardcore motherfucker, and you're caving into what the government says, because we want to have our careers back. We want to be able to play. Look at all the bands that's three, four shots in and having to cancel. They're still getting COVID. And now they just canceling all their tours. Come on, man.
It's retarded. Wait, dude.
Fuck up. Dr. Malone called it. It's mass formation psychosis. And the first thing they have to do is isolate you. Then they pump you full of fear. Then they offer the only solution. And the final, what is it? The final card. What's that? The
final countdown by Europe.
Final countdown was fucking turning you against everybody that's not conforming. That's the four stages of mass formation psychosis. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah, we're absolutely, we're in a mass psychosis for sure. 100%
mass formation psychosis.
Big time.
And I wrote that lyric in this song I wrote, mass formation psychosis all over the place. You're telling me I'm crazy, but it's right in your face. Fucking the truth never lies. Open your eyes. How you sitting idle while they're planning your demise?
What was it like? Are you still in
Manhattan?
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Fire over here.
Are you still living in Manhattan?
No, man. I live in fucking Florida now.
Oh yeah. So
the
were
Sunshine
you,
State. You know.
Were you there the whole time?
Absolutely. We just moved a little while ago. I mean, I'm training for my 14th Ironman. The weather's, I live in out in the country. We have natural springs. Fucking a 5-minute drive from my house. Fucking, I posted pictures of where I live now. You know, we have a 3-bedroom house for $500 less a month than I was paying. And Manhattan's just turning into a fucking shithole. And it's not that I'm scared because these kids, they open their mouth. And when I put them in check, they fucking run. It ain't nothing to do with that. I left because it's like, it's only going to be a matter of time before they propagate the next bullshit and lock that fucking city down again. And I don't want to live like that. Nobody down here wears masks or fucking asking me if I'm vaccinated. It's, I just don't want to live like that. And
yeah, fuck that.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I mean, this is my home base. I'm still like, I'm playing a gig next weekend in Tompkins Square Park with Burn and Madball and fucking Murphy's Law, Wisdom in Chains, and the I forget the reggae band. I got walking tours and everything like that. And now I get to write about the old school New York and live vicariously through that. But I don't miss it at all.
Yeah, I was living, 5 minutes across the border from Portland, Oregon during most of this thing, John. It was awful, I don't know if it was as bad as New York, but it's still 50% of the people are still wearing masks on the street now. We got the fuck out. We live out in the middle of nowhere, man. We bought a 15-acre farm. I got 7 sheep now. I just went and bought 3 more sheep today. Oh, we got chickens, we're just, I quit my job. Awesome. So,
well, my friend has a farm here and we're putting raised beds in. We're going to start growing organic vegetables and all that stuff because you see what they're doing, man. They want everybody relying on this government to eat or whatever. They're moving towards the digital cash system. And then if you say anything against the government, when you take your fucking card to try to go get money or whatever, you're not going to be able to get money. They're talking about food shortages. Like, how the fuck did all of this happen? And it happened before this bullshit in Ukraine. Don't believe that fucking Kool-Aid story.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers are doing this shit on purpose. If you follow Klaus Schwab from the WEF and all the shit these motherfuckers are saying, this is all orchestrated. Klaus Schwab, and then all of these DAs and prosecutors are in there for George Soros. And George Soros, you can look at a video where he says we need one world government, one world everything. And the one standing in our way is the United States of America. And now they're trying to destroy this country from within. They're all these fucking prosecutors and DAs letting motherfucking criminals out onto the street. Like somebody I know got shot in the leg and robbed. And the dude spent less than fucking 72 hours in the tombs. And in Rikers, it used to be an automatic bullet. You got an automatic gear for an illegal handgun. Now they made it a misdemeanor. If you hold somebody up with a loaded fucking handgun, it's a misdemeanor in New York. They're doing it on purpose. People need to wake the fuck up. They're opening the southern border and letting all of these people into this fucking country. And I'm not against immigrants at all. My family's immigrants from fucking Ireland. But the people that's coming in, a lot of them have shade. They don't even know who it is. And if we're in the middle of a pandemic, we all have to wear masks and do all this other shit, but they don't. I mean, dude, people, punk rock was questioned authority. Where has that gone? As far as I'm concerned, most of the West Coast punk rockers, I'm like, New York was the real shit. We was living in the grime and the fucking rats and the fucking murders and everything else. And the LA shit in the 80s was like, what are you complaining about? You got palm trees and beaches and shit and like nice weather and have nice houses. It's like, I mean, and now you see most of them fucking bands, and there's members in those bands that have written me and been like, dude, I love every fucking thing that you say, man. It's 100% the truth. But as a whole, everybody's afraid to speak out. And that's how they got away with what they've been getting away with, all these governments all over the world. You know, like I said, that was the saying when the AIDS shit was going down, silence equals death. That's what they said in New York. Everybody spray painted it everywhere. And now it's like, you can't say somebody croaked because they did what the government's telling them to do, 1, 2, 3, now 4. And you can't say shit because they come at you like, fuck you.
Flipped it.
Why do you think so many people that would have been like that in the 80s from bands like, I don't know, Dead Kennedys, Circle Jerk, stuff like that. Like, why do you think in the 80s it would have been, they would have been anti-establishment, anti-Bigfoot? Like, what would have happened if they would have tried to do this CV19 shit in the 80s? Or
forget it. Well, that's all I have to say is Jello Biafra is a fucking fraud. Completely. He had a song, he had the song fucking California Uber Alleys.
Yeah.
Now he tells people, oh, if you find someone's not listening to Gavin Newsom or the government, report them to the FBI. Government
fucking clown.
About the pharmaceutical companies. Now he's like posting shit and throwing shade at motherfuckers who decided not to take it. And he pulled those posts down. I noticed he had like, this is what happens to asshole anti-vaxxers with like a morgue. A body in a morgue tray. And here's the thing. Look at the data right now from the UK, from New Zealand, and from Australia, and Israel. 90% of the deaths and the cases are people who are completely caught up on all their shots.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I don't need that shit. I got COVID. I got the natural antibodies. My immune system kicked fucking COVID's ass in 3 or 4 days, man. My girl had it. I got it in New York. We both kicked it. It was nothing. And then we got the natural antibodies. So, you know, it's proven 27 times more effective than even 3 or 4 shots. And they're saying that now. Like, they keep changing the script. But let's A-B what they said 2 years ago compared to what they're saying now. It's like two different fucking things. So where's the truth, guys? Where's the truth, Mr.? I've offered to fucking debate Jello Biafra or any one of these motherfuckers.
I'd love to see that.
And every single fucking one of them blocked me or fucking didn't get back to me or whatever. Because, you know, I do my research. That's why I have books out on health and nutrition. My latest book, Unfuck Your Health, all these books I've written. And in Unfuck Your Health, I talk about how John D. Rockefeller took over the entire pharmaceutical industry and labeled quackery any use of herbs or natural treatments that have been used for thousands of years because he was a petroleum man and the drugs were all petroleum based.
Yep.
Nobody wants to do their research. They just want to go on and talk shit. And, you know, then try to lure you into something and then write Instagram. I'm reporting this comment. I'm reporting this post.
I support the current thing.
These are fucking pussies, dude. Pussies. And then I saw one on the street who was talking shit. And he's like, hey, man. I'm like, nah, ain't no fucking hey, man. You got a big fucking mouth on the internet. He's like, what are you going to beat me up? I'm like, well, it would be like smacking good a question. Fucking child. It's child abuse. But you should keep your fucking mouth shut because words have fucking penalties. And that's what a lot of these people that got all this shit now, they think they could just say whatever they want. And then it's going to be cherry pie when I fucking see them or when anybody sees them. But that's not how it rolls.
Street you know? Justice, motherfucker.
Street justice, motherfuckers. I wrote that shit. And that's the truth. It's like, you know, keep your mouth shut. Be a nice fucking boy, be a nice fucking girl, and keep your mouth shut. I learned to be respectful because where I came up, if you open your mouth to the wrong person, you would end up canceled in real life. They fucking kill you. This is what these kids don't understand. This shit don't affect me. The shit I've been through in my life, my entire motherfucking life, it gave me the resiliency to never quit and always speak the truth. And I'm not gonna stop. I wrote the song Seekers of the Truth.
Yeah.
Now where are all they? Where are all those people? Don't go to the show in Tompkins Square Park on April 23rd. These are the same people that did the show last year during the lockdown.
Yeah, super spreaders.
Can you tell us a little bit about that show? Because, yeah, that was really
okay,
awesome.
Okay, so let's because none of these news media outlets retracted the bullshit that they said. They said that we lied and said it was a rally and a benefit for 9/11 and all this shit for the fighter. First of all, who the fuck does a benefit, a memorial benefit for 9/11 in April? Okay, that's number one. Number two, the permit, which Cousin Joe from Black and Blue posted, said that it was a concert, that it was had nothing to do with 9/11. He posted the permit. I mean, they put that shit all over the TV and the news. Like, what's that show on, like, Channel 2, Inside Edition, and saying, like, and then they show Springer, who had a fucking Black Flag Matter shirt on, who snuck on the fucking stage, and they said, oh, yeah, we're racist. Meanwhile, we had that organization collecting donations at the show. They said it was a white power show. Half the fucking band's members were Black and Puerto Rican. Like, what the and Cuban, and like, so the show, they got pissed off because 3,500 motherfuckers came and we said, fuck you to the man. And that's what hardcore and punk rock supposed to be about. And not one single motherfucking case of COVID. And they called it a super spreader. Now somebody writes, Cousin Joe, the only reason nobody got COVID is because you did it in the springtime. If it was in the winter, it would have been hundreds of deaths that you would have been responsible for. Do you speculate much, dude?
Yeah. Cool story, bro.
Yeah, last I checked, the Super Bowl.
Listen,
Bowl's
I
in the
was
winter.
The one, and I'm going to tell you how that show went down, because I did a show in a box truck for Chris Garver for his 50th birthday, and they brought him to the tattoo shop. They pulled up the back of his box truck and we played Cro-Mag songs for him. So I had the idea, everybody, and like all these people, nobody heard music. Like all of fucking Center Street just, it was, next thing I know, there's like 200 motherfuckers. People were getting out of their car. It was like that rooftop U2 fucking concert in LA, because everybody wanted the music. They want to stop the music. They want to stop people from getting together, because music is powerful, man. It brings people together. And their philosophy is divide and fucking conquer. And they infiltrated the hardcore scene, all these little fucking posers. So I said to Cousin Joe, I said, look, why don't we get a box truck and do it under the FDR, man? We can have like hundreds of people there. He goes, let me see if I can get the permit to the park. Calls me up 3 days later. Bingo, we got the permit. Puts a fucking huge stage in there. Like, and the cops were, you know, I know some of the community affairs guys, they had to tell the other dudes, like, yo, stand down. These dudes are cool. Like, you know, they want to cancel the fucking police. But then when they get robbed and whatever, who's the first person they call? 911, somebody smacked me. Like, dude, these people are fucking unbelievable. Unfucking believable what's going on. And I don't give a fuck if you don't buy my record, you don't do whatever, you don't come to the show. I can give a fuck less, because I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to speak what the fucking truth is. And if you don't like it, I could give a fuck less. As we say in New York, I don't give a flying fuck, because I'm still going to keep doing what I'm doing. And that's speaking the truth. And like I said, anybody that wants to say, point out the conspiracy theories, point them out. Point them out. Let's go. Let's open up the dialogue. Now, I noticed they all went silent since the Pfizer documents got released. Of 1,400 side effects, 9 pages of fucking side effects, and Moderna just recalled 1 million vials, and my friend's father just took that shit and got a stroke. He can't even talk right now. All these pro athletes fucking dropping dead, musicians fucking, you know, 30-year-old musician just died again the other day. I won't mention no names out of respect, but, you know, now everybody's silent. Nobody's throwing shade anymore. And the vegans too, they're the worst. They're the worst. They're the fucking worst. I'm so glad I fucking, when I did Rogan, I was like, he's like, yeah, but you're, I said, I eat a plant-based diet. I don't fuck with vegans, man. I wrote a chapter in my book, Meat is for Pussies. vegan, the five-letter curse word. And they all, 90% of them, turn out to be full of shit. You injected shit into your body with animal products, animal cells that was tested on animals. So you're a hypocrite. Shut the fuck up. Go eat your genetically modified tofu.
The worst people during this whole thing where I'm at were like supposed alternate healthcare, you know, healers, massage therapists, Ooh. Acupuncturists, you know, chiropractors. Chiropractors are actually usually pretty good on the vaccine thing. But yeah, and then if you tried to go to like your local co-op or local health food store, they were the worst ones.
Worst cowards. And there's some doctors that stood up to them, and I'm going to mention their fucking names because Joe Kahn wrote the foreword to my book for Unfuck Your Health. He's a real expert. And then there was other doctors that spoke up against what the fuck was going on, and the whole vegan community behind assholes like Garth Davis. He's not, you know what he does? He cuts people's stomach open and does gastric bypass. And that's what his expertise. And he's dissing virologists and all these other people. So, you know, the plant-based community and dudes with huge podcasts who were supposed to be so fucking disruptive in the space that they perpetrated that front for fucking years, like ghosted me. Dudes who I thought was my fucking friend ghosted me because I was questioning what the fuck was going on. And if we don't question what's going on, we're fucked. And when I questioned what was going on, because they kept saying, you got to support the science. Well, science is about debate. Science is about debating the science and coming out with the best outcome for humanity. When did that happen? Even Joe Rogan said, why is there only one guy, Fauci? Where's the debate? Where's debating the science? If anybody wants to see what the fuck Dr. Peter McCullough said, you go fucking research him and the lecture that he gave in front of the Texas Senate about how the pharmaceutical companies and the FDA and the CDC blocked the early treatment drugs that were available. And then it was like, oh, you must be a Trump person if you want to take ivermectin or any of these other drugs. The guy saved tens and thousands of fucking lives, man, giving people early treatment. A combination of drugs, a cocktail of drugs, killed COVID with a 90% success rate. He said over 80% of all the COVID deaths, which they lied about in the first place, could have been prevented if they were given access to those drugs. But they weren't, because if there is a treatment, they cannot get emergency authorization use. So they blocked the treatment. You know, and they shit all over the treatment. Meanwhile, the politicians behind the scene were taking the fucking drugs that they were telling you not to take, that it was a conspiracy theory. And they're taking those drugs.
You know, what's
having parties and not wearing masks and doing all this shit that they were telling you not. Gavin Newsom, how does anybody in California listen to that fucking parasite?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a straight up parasite, 100%.
Yeah, he's a real scumbag, man. Yeah, I know all sorts of crazy stuff.
Not according to Jello Biafra.
Yeah, I heard.
According to Jello Biafra, he's the best thing since fucking sliced bread.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Jello Biafra needs to lay off the fucking Jello Pudding Pop. He played with him in fucking in Europe a few years ago. He was so fucking overweight. He could barely move around the stage.
This one's for you, Robert F. Kennedy. Did you see that video when he's getting vaccinated? That's what he says.
Meanwhile, Robert F. Kennedy got books out. You notice how Fauci went away when the Fauci book came out? Nobody mentioned that fucking book in the mainstream media. Every single fact was fact-checked and sourced. Everything about Fauci and Bill Gates was the truth.
And that thing sold out on Amazon New multiple York times, Times, man.
Bestseller.
With no advertisement at all, besides people like us talking about it.
Joe Rogan's podcast with Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Robert Malone they outperformed every single fucking media outlet on the planet combined. Because when you deny somebody the alternative information, they're gonna go look for it. And that's what they did. And you had two experts talking about it. Dr. Malone was one of the co-creators of the mRNA. He's like, this is not what this shit was supposed to be used for. All of this shit, you know, micro fucking blood clots and all this shit that's going on with these people. And nobody's talking about it. I personally know at least 10 or 11 people that died after taking those fucking shots. Personally know them.
Yeah.
So, you know, all I got to say is, yo, a little bit of fucking like thought goes a long way in this fucking day and age. You know, a little bit of thought, a little bit of questioning what the fucking, when there's only one narrative and that's it, you should immediately be thinking, where the fuck is the other side? Where's the flip side of this? But nobody does that. And the biggest fucking sham and the biggest cowards and the biggest sellouts are in the fucking punk, hardcore, plant-based alternative health fucking movements.
Why? 100%. Why do you think that is, man? Why do you think they switched?
As we said in New York, they propagated a front. Remember, that was street cut. When I got locked up in 78, I was the only fucking white dude in Spofford. If you know what Spofford is, then you know what that means. And that's what I always said. That's what they said. Don't perpetrate a front. Yeah, no, you're perpetrating a front, homeboy.
They're just faking it. They've been faking it this whole time, playing a role.
I told them, go take all your Black Flag and Bad Brains and your Doc Martens and your fucking vegan books and leave it at the end of your driveway for the fucking sanitation because you're all full of shit. You know, like everybody just wants to be involved in a group. I never wanted to be in a group.
Yeah,
like,
me either. That's why.
That's how I found punk
rocker and a skinhead forever, you know?
Yeah, that's how group I found
think
it.
It's, group think is toxic.
Yeah, they don't want us to be doing
out.
This.
When I got into Krishna, I stood out in the hardcore scene. Motherfuckers tried to throw shade. They threw shade when I didn't eat meat. I was doing that shit before anybody. I was into Krishna before Shelter or any of them. And I never robbed anybody in the name of Krishna, you know? And pushing gurus, fake gurus that Shelter and Ray Capo push now, Radhanath Swami, who's a fucking pedophile, who paid for the murder of a devotee that was speaking out against all the shit that was going on at ISKCON. All you got to do is read Monkey and a Stick or the Killing for Krishna or any of his books.
Those are amazing books.
That's fucking Radhanath. He's a parasite. And all these fake motherfuckers now are stepping up pushing these people. So I never
kicked. And when I spoke out
against it in Spin Magazine back in the fucking 80s or whatever, or 90s, when I was in the brig, because Harley ratted me out because I was AWOL from the military, the reporter came down from Spin and took pictures. And then, like, I did the article, and I said, they turned that shit into a cult. Ray Capo's like, oh, he was never this. He was just a sympathizer and whatever the fuck, dude. Like, people just want to be involved in a group, and then that's a cult. They basically were in cults. Even in the hardcore scene is a fucking cult. The fucking punk rock shit is a cult. The fucking plant-based shit is a cult. These fake religionists are fucking cult people. And they just, it's groupthink. It's mass formation psychosis. How the fuck are you still, when all this evidence is still going out and coming out, you're still defending what the fuck these people did?
Is there anybody in the hardcore scene that you'd like to call out the other way that was good on everything?
Oh, hell yeah. Joe from Black and Blue, fucking, like, you know, Freddie from Madball and Hoya were like, we're not playing no vaccinated only shows. You know, members of fucking Sick of It All stood up to the bullshit.
Really?
They didn't go out there like, I guess like I did. I mean, they just interviewed Scott from Terror, and they were like, who's the most controversial dude in the hardcore scene? And he's like, definitely John Joseph. I didn't go out to try to be controversial. I just spoke the truth, and it's
my choice. You just stayed the same.
I stayed the same. But when did it become that if I have a different point of view and I have a difference of opinion that I'm a fucking scumbag?
Because like, everyone needs to fall in line.
Where did that come in? Where did that come in? That you're not allowed to question what the government says. I'm spreading conspiracy theories, QAnon, and all the rest of this bullshit. I didn't vote for fucking Trump. I didn't vote for Obama. Look what Obama got away with. Look what Trump, the shit he did. They're all crooks and criminals. Now Joe Biden, they're all like, support the administration. Like, dude, these people are weak fucking people mentally. I don't give a fuck if you got a black belt or whatever the fuck you think you're physically strong. If you ain't got this, you ain't shit. If you ain't got your mental shit together, I don't give a fuck how much weight you lift or how many Ironmans you did, or I got a black belt in jiu-jitsu. I could give a fuck less. If you don't have this and stand up against what's going on to the people of this country right now, I'm not fucking with you. That's the bottom
sheep.
Line.
What was
they're sheep? They're sheep.
How was it in the Ironman community?
A lot of people didn't take it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people did, but there wasn't the judgmental bullshit that's going on, you know, like motherfuckers asking me if I got vaccinated. Did you take your herpes medication, motherfucker? I don't go asking you.
Yeah.
Wait, when was like the topic of conversation medical procedures? Did you get your anal warts burned off? Like, when the fuck did that become a topic of conversation? Whether it, and then all the bands that signed off for the vaccine only shows, these fucking cowards, anybody could get COVID vaccinated or not. Look at the, I said that too. That's and they fucking were like, you're fucked up. You're a scumbag. I said, I'm never going to play a vaccinated only show. No one in this band will do it. We will never fucking do it. I don't care if you're vaccinated or not. I'm your homie. Just don't talk shit. If you come throwing shade at me, I'm going to fucking wreck you with the fucking knowledge because you don't have any. You're just sucking the fucking frozen Kool-Aid penis pop of the fucking government.
Kindergarten
That's
class.
What you're doing. And then you're talking shit against me. Who fucking actually is open-minded and weighed out all sides of everything. I'm like, why are they hiding the clinical data for 75 fucking years? If you got nothing to hide, why did they ask to not be sued? Think about that. I had a lasagna business in all the fucking, I sold it in the health food stores. I had to get insurance because if somebody got sick from my shit, I could get sued. How are you putting this shit out? Which now that we see the trials, motherfuckers died. There was miscarriages. There was all kinds of shit. The effectiveness was zero. All the animals in the clinical trial died. And you can't be sued. And you don't want to reveal the paperwork for 75 fucking years. How you know is what, that? How
you
is
know
that?
The scary thing that I recently heard that I'd never even thought of was that they're pushing hard now for little kids, you know? And if they can get it on the vaccine schedule for kids, then it falls under the no liability act that all the rest of the vaccines can get. So if they can get it on the childhood schedule, that can happen.
Listen to me now. You are trusting companies that paid the largest fines in medical history for fucking drugs. Fraud. They got charged under the RICO Act. That means they conspired with many people to fucking cheat people and sell drugs that murdered people. Okay. Criminals. And they the game is they put it out and then they make $120 billion and they settle the lawsuits for fucking $500 million. So it's pennies on the dollar. That's, I wrote about the pharmaceutical industry in my book. I listed all of the data in Unfuck Your Health. I listed all the top executives of the pharmaceutical companies and how much money they make and how many lawsuits that they had for fraud. How are you trusting these people? How are you, where's the fact that the shit came out of the lab in Wuhan? The EcoHealth Alliance conspired with Anthony Fauci. Obama gave them money because 20 scientists in Maryland stopped the gain of function research of Anthony Fauci. And he had to take that money, taxpayer dollars, go to a fucking communist country that hates Americans and the freedom that we have and create the fucking gain of function virus. However it got out of the lab, whatever, it got out of the lab. The motherfucker got whacked who was figuring out, Chinese-American scientist was tracking the fucking genetic code, okay, of where this shit came from. And all of a sudden, he gets whacked in his fucking house. Think about the shit that's going on.
Yeah, it's right. It's right. And it's not even hidden. It's right.
It's in your fucking face. Yeah. It's in your face. And you're still going to trust these people? I did a fucking Ironman after getting COVID. I have a friend in Germany, the same guy, he's my client for my coaching business. Same guy that did, he just ran, he had COVID, this strain going around now. He's plant-based. He did a 50K run with COVID. Him and his friend, who's also plant-based and didn't take the bullshit. So remember that it's the isolation and the fear, the injecting of the fear. Fear is a motherfucker, man. They get away with doing a lot of shit by scaring people. And that's what they did. I got to admit, just like Joe Rogan admits, when that shit first hit, I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I see refrigerator trucks outside of hospitals and everything else. But then I started talking to the dudes in the hospitals that I know. And they're like, bro, this shit is bullshit. We're not overrun.
Yeah, and we're doing TikTok dancing and shit.
They got me into the hospitals and I was filming the fucking ERs and everything else. And the waiting rooms, they were fucking empty. I filmed the tents in Central Park, the triage tents. Not a motherfucker came in there the whole time I was there. And the reporter from Portugal that was there, she said, nobody's come in here in 2 days. The other thing that they turned the Javits Center into. No, there was, out of like all these hundreds of beds, there was like 8 people in there. The ship on the west side, another fraud. And then when people started taking pictures, they put this shit on the fence to block out anybody from being able to take photos. And I put that shit on YouTube and they took it down and said, you're going to have your YouTube account suspended if you post any more stuff like this.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So all I got to say is all the motherfuckers that keep calling me a conspiracy theorist when I'm presenting fucking facts, let me know when you want a fucking debate and we'll do it in person. This way, if you come out the side of your face,
yeah, do it. You could do it on our show.
Be respectful. I'm respectful, even if you disagree with me or whatever. I still remain respectful to people that have a difference of opinion. Fine, you want to go do whatever you want to do. Just don't be an asshole. Don't be a fucking condescending motherfucker that thinks you know better than everybody else, and you're just listening to what's coming out of the television. You're an idiot. I don't trust Fox. I don't trust none of them. CNN, none of them.
I've never watched that shit. Ever.
Yeah. Yeah. The only time I ever see it is if I have to stay at a hotel. It's pretty shitty. Yeah. So what's you got this another show coming up at Tompkins Square Park in coming up?
Yeah, next weekend, next Saturday. That's Burn, awesome. It's Wisdom in Chains, it's
Madball,
Burn getting back together.
Hell yeah.
Let me see who else.
Burn was always one of my favorites.
Yeah, Byrne is next level. Yeah, who else is fucking playing? The Capturers. We're doing a Cro-Mag set, whatever the fuck. So, nice. You know, I was supposed to, you know, have Blood Clot play, but it was scheduling conflicts with our members, so we couldn't do it. And Cousin Joe wanted me to be involved, so he goes, hey, can you do some, you know, Cro-Mag, some Cro-Mag songs? And I said, yeah, so... But that's my new page. I don't know if you can see it, whatever the fuck. They took down my other one, so now it's John Joseph Discipline.
Okay. What else besides this show coming up? What else you got going on?
I'm training for Ironman 14 and possibly 15. We'll see. I'm writing this film. I'm working on a TV show. I'm writing a pilot with my brother about the years we spent in a foster home. It's like crazy shit, but funny, but crazy, and like, you know, very, very unique perspective. And I'm supposed to be doing this other TV show with Elgin James. And I'm writing another, I got like two more books. I'm doing one on addiction.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a book on cancel culture. And you know, I just,
that's awesome, working, man,
on the Blood Clot album, which, like, we're doing, like, there's not even any more music business anyway, so we're just gonna like put the shit out.
Yeah,
gotta do it DIY videos.
But you know, we got let me see if you can hear this shit. Hold on, I'll just play you a little clip. I mean, next level fucking shit, dude. I mean, Tom Capone, to be riding with him, and
I was just gonna say, is Tom's playing on this?
It's fucking heavy. You probably can't. It sounds like
shit. Hear it.
When it gets done, we'll put it out, and you know, and Laz from El Nino, the bass player, is producing it. It was great because I did something with Rob Dukes. He asked me to sing on a track of his, and it was in like Hoboken. And I went to the studio, and then I'm hanging out with Laz, the bass player from El Nino. And then he's like, oh, what are you doing now? Like, after I finished the vocals, I said, oh, I got this band. And he's like, yo, let me hear some of it. And I like played him the shit I had, and he's like, holy fucking shit. And he's like, yo, I want to do that here. And so that's what we did. And Craig from Sick of It All played bass on the record.
Nice.
Our bass player, you know, got injured, I want to say, and is all fucked up now. So
fuck, man.
Yeah. Dude. So, you know, he was the one guy that, you know, we're all kicking ass. And the one guy that was like, decided to do what the television told him, got all fucked up.
Yeah.
And can't even function in life anymore. So, you know, yeah. So, you know, I'm just doing that. I'm working on this film and just trying to keep, you know, stuff going, man. Trying to keep, stay positive. Like, I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression that, like, just because I'm saying all this shit, I'm walking around negative. And, like, you know, I meditate every day. I exercise every day. I laugh every fucking day. Like, this shit, it's like water on a duck's fucking back to me. I'm going to speak the truth. But it doesn't, like, control my life where I'm like, oh, fuck. You know, I'm sitting there all day fucking, like, you know, fucking a negative person. I'm not. That's the one thing everybody kept saying. Where's the PMA, man? I was like, I'm able to multitask. I can be positive and then turn around and smack you in your fucking mouth for being a wise ass and, you know, still speak the truth or whatever. So, you know, I don't know how telling somebody the truth has become negative. How is telling the truth a negative thing now. And it could be your truth. Your truth may not be my truth. Some people think I'm friends with Joe Rogan. Good friends. He just invited me to his comedy show. He sold out the arena. The next night was the UFC. And he's into meat and all this other shit. But like, I'll put that motherfucker in front of any vegan as far as like friendship goes, because like he's the real fucking deal. Everything he fucking says, like, and he looks out for people. That's the other thing. One of the comedians on his show that he's touring with, the Sacred Clown Tour, was this Asian American 20-something-year-old kid who was like sleeping in his van traveling around doing comedy clubs. And Joe found out about it and is fucking got him flying on jets, private jets, and fucking opening up at arena tours. That's the kind of person Joe is. Joe looks out for everybody, even Gordon Ryan. He just jiu-jitsu guy. He's financing his whole shit. Like, and then when I did Rogan, who attacked me? All the fucking vegans. How did you not call him out on his bullshit? I'm like, because I had a fucking like great conversation with him, and food was only one part of it. You motherfuckers are obsessed with food.
That's all I do.
I'm like, I don't even want to fuck with you. I eat and I move the fuck on. It doesn't consume my life. These motherfuckers are consumed with this shit. And I get it.
Program.
I get it. You know, stop the violence toward the animals. But then you took a vaccine that contains animals and was tested and killed animals. Yeah. So you're a fucking hypocrite. That's why I love Joe. And I have a friendship with him.
Yeah,
and
are they speaking out about what Fauci did to those poor little beagles with the bags on their heads?
I posted that, and I got that shit fucking got more cancel culture.
Yeah, Trumper.
Talking shit. But, like, I just want to say, like, just because I speak my truth, it doesn't mean that I'm, like, this negative person. Like I roomed with Casey, you know. We talked shit and laughed and... Sometimes we're like, you know, like, you know, sometimes you got to smack a motherfucker out on the road, too. And that's
shit happens.
That's just part of where we came from. Yeah, we always said, don't start none and there won't be none. That was the law on the streets in New York City. But if you're going to throw shade, you better have your fucking soldiers in order. Because, and I'm talking about with your facts. Because I present facts, and all you tell me is what some corrupt criminal motherfuckers on television are saying. So, you know.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
No harm, no foul. Just like I said, if you have a difference of opinion, just be respectful. There's no need to be an asshole.
Yeah, it's all good, but like all of us have differences, and like that should not be a difference whether or not like we're homies.
You was eating shit I would never eat, but I still love you.
We sat around
every fucking night. I was like, yo, giving that big motherfucker a hug. Like, you fucking killed it. Yeah, like, I don't give a fuck what you eat.
Yeah,
that's you. You got to deal with that. I don't give a fuck what your religion is, what any of your shit is.
Yeah, live and let live on that shit.
It's what comes out of you, man. That's it. And you could be having organic vegetables and be an asshole scumbag. And then a motherfucker that's eating fucking Chick-fil-A could be the coolest motherfucker. And that's why after I did Rogan, all these people fucking follow my page and everything else. And were like, yo, you're the first time I heard anybody say the shit about this fucking health shit that wasn't an asshole.
Yep.
And
oh, yeah.
Years later, people were writing me, oh, I'm still plant-based. Like, I love your fucking page. And so the new page is John Joseph Discipline and Blood Clot NYC, whatever the fuck. Like I said, social media don't run my life, dude. Like, I'm about, getting out there, doing fucking shows and like living in real time. These people are just sitting there like nonstop. Oh, the show, it was okay, but such and such said so and so. And it's like, these are like little nerds Like the motherfuckers are sitting in their fucking mother's basements.
Playground shit.
Destroy people's fucking lives.
Is there any hope for hardcore?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of fucking motherfuckers just like I said, I don't even give a fuck. You know, they're talking about this next shit, Bill Gates. Nobody sees when Bill Gates sits on TV and goes with him and his wife. A lot of people didn't take this one serious, but the next one's really going to get their attention.
And then smiles.
They look at each other and smirk and look back at the camera. So you know there's a next shit coming because they're able, and they're already talking about the bird flu and this and that, and it's going to be 60% more fatalities than with this shit. This is the real one. So they're not going to stop because they utilize this to take control of the planet. And if anybody goes and listens to what Klaus Schwab fucking said, coming out of his own fucking mouth, that's all I got to say. Don't go to the source and listen to what this shit enabled them to get world control. They locked down the entire fucking planet. The entire planet. When were they able to ever see the technology caught up to the agenda? That's what happened. Now the technology's in place. Why are they still pushing the digital health pass if this shit's behind us? Just like motherfuckers got their cards and there was four fucking slots on there and they told you don't laminate your card. What does that tell you, you fucking mama Luke? That tells you that you're going to be getting more than one fucking shot.
That's what I told my mother-in-law. I said, you see all those empty slots on there? Guess what that's for?
Yeah, now they're moving to this. Now they're moving to this. So you can't have no fake card. I would never do that anyway because I'm not going to get no fake card. I said, fuck you if you don't want to let me in your club or your fucking restaurant in New York City. Go fuck yourself. And then look, vaccinated only, and then they all get COVID. And that fucking Corey Taylor motherfucker from Slipknot, it must have been an unvaccinated person who stuck in and gave me
just
COVID.
Just imagine how bad it would have been for him if they hadn't been vaccinated, you know. That's the new argument.
Imagine how much worse the death could have been had they not got vaccinated. They're dying. I mean, it's sorry to laugh, but like, yo, you people, like the numbers are out there. You don't want to accept the data. You don't want to fucking trust the science of what they're saying. Look what's going on in Israel, the most vaccinated country in the fucking world. And look what is going on everywhere. And you think that they dropped the mandates. All these people, they're psychopaths, Bill Gates, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all these people. And they're like, let the peasants have a few months off.
Yeah.
We're going to get them again. Don't worry.
Break time.
Yeah.
That's why they put this technology in place. And that's why the fuck I got out of New York. New York is my heart and soul. The real New York. Not these motherfuckers that's out there now in New York City. Like a bunch of cowards wearing fucking two masks on the fucking street in 90 degree heat. I'm like, yo, what are you, a fucking jabroni? Like, wake the fuck up, dude. Breathe oxygen.
Yeah,
man.
I would walk my dog at 6 o'clock in the morning and motherfuckers would be like, nobody on the streets wearing two masks. I was like, what are you going to get COVID from? The rats? The squirrels? Like, for real, dude?
Yeah, man. Well, they instilled a deep fear on this one and they're just going to keep using that fear over and
that's
over.
What they do. That's what they do. Big is time. The fear. And the next one is going to be, and I'm still not going to take it. I will die on my fucking feet. I will die with my fucking shield in my hand rather than being on my fucking knees for these fucking people. Big fuck time. All of them. And I lost a lot of friends too. I lost a lot of friends. I won't say no names. Won't even talk to me anymore. Oh, I do business dealings with Bill Gates. Please stop dissing him on social media. I said, fuck Bill Gates. Up his fucking ass with a motherfucking hippopotamus fucking dick. I could give a fuck less. Fuck that dude. He's a scumbag.
Big time.
Why? Listen, if you're gonna If you're going to
cut loose. That's a friend you don't want right there.
And then guys ghosting me, like Rich Roll, who was supposed to be my friend. I did his podcast, I don't know how many times. And then he ghosts me because I'm speaking out against what the fuck's going on. And all of this other shit. I'm like, you're not really my friends. Because I have friends like, you know, my friend Todd that used to play drums for Lomito in New York and Murphy's Law. And we disagree on the whole shit. We snap on each other. But we're still fucking friends. We're still friends. But these other motherfuckers cut me off because I have a thing with questioning authority and looking behind the scenes of what's really going on.
You make them mad.
Yeah.
So you're so scary.
Well,
yeah, but like I'm not really. You know, I'm scary to the ones that's controlling everything. That's why they deleted my page. That's why all my social media is fucking shadow banned. My Facebook account is restricted, like all of it. Why? Where's the misinformation? Why? What are you scared of? What are you scared of? If we're all crazy conspiracy theorists, let the public hear what the fuck we got to say and judge for themselves.
Why you're censor pulling
a page out of the Chinese fucking communist manifest, and look what Trudeau just did in Canada. Hey, did you see what he just did? You have to get a government fucking media identification and permit to transmit any fucking stories. And anybody that speaks out against Justin Trudeau is labeled a fucking misinformation conspiracy theorist. And you're not going to be allowed now to put any news out there. That's communism, dude. Yeah,
it's government-controlled media. Classic government control media right there.
And they knew that this was the last place free speech was found, that you could say and express your ideas. And as soon as you started doing that, they started shadow banning your account. I had 110,000 motherfuckers on my main page. Not one person was bought or paid for anything. That was people following me, and they just kept pulling the bullshit. And then my page with 10,000 was outperforming my page with 110,000. So you tell me what the fuck's going on. Point me to the misinformation. Just because this fucking Mark Zuckerberg says it's misinformation, now he says, I'm not going to interfere with the election. I didn't vote for Trump. But if you're telling me this fucking zombie outperformed this other fucking crooked businessman, I'm sorry. You're a fucking idiot. And I don't give a fuck what it is. That, you know, they try to say all this shit, whatever the fuck, dude. I don't care for any of them. Trump was a fucking lying piece of shit. He put the fucking Operation Warp Speed, and the person he put in charge of it said, Americans don't have a choice whether to take this thing or not. If we have to hold you down, we'll put it in your arm.
He kept Fauci employed. He could have fired Fauci.
He let all the other shit go down. And every time you bring it up to the Trumpsters, they're like, I don't know what's going on with that. I'm still waiting for answers on all that. I don't support Trump. I called out Obama when he was bombing. I call him Obama because he was bombing.
That's racist, dude.
Yeah. Fuck Obama. Fuck Trump. Fuck Bush. Fuck Clinton.
Barry Sotero.
All of them, dude. They're all full of shit. Nobody holds that office that is not corrupt.
That's a given.
Don't understand.
Yeah, it's a given.
The minute John F. Kennedy wanted to do away with the Federal Reserve, which, let me take you kids down a little bit of a history lesson and go watch Aaron Russo's movie, America, Freedom to Fascism, which speaks about everything that's going on now.
Are you telling me that I don't have to pay taxes?
No, it wasn't just about that. It wasn't just about that, although they proved that case. Because IRS people took up the challenge and whatever. It was about Jekyll Island and how they put the Federal Reserve Act together and how corrupt it was and all this shit. And he was saying that they're going to create a fucking pandemic. They're going to be putting fucking chips in people and all of this shit. And now look what's come out in England. They're laughing about it. And they have a fucking chip in their hand that they could just go like this and buy their shit. And the people in the host are like, ah, but they're laughing at the mask for the evil that these people are trying to do to this planet. So go
remember watch when them. We, hell yeah. No, sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
Back in the day in the punk and hardcore scene, we used to talk about the barcode as a mark of the beast and all this shit. And like, now here we are, and they're
here we complete, are, dude.
They're bought in.
Why have it in your phone, all your medical records and financial? Why don't you know, get it? You could lose your phone. Your phone could get hacked. Get it in your hand.
Get the brain get chip.
In your hand, and there's a company, I believe it's in, I want to say Wisconsin, that everybody in the company is using that to gain entrance into the business and everything. So, you know, that's the thing they're saying. But if a criminal wants to rob you, and with these robberies that's going on all over the place, they're just going to chop your fucking hand off or put a gun to your head and take you to the fucking ATM. So, you know, and that's the whole thing. It's funny, like, they call everybody conspiracy theorists when actually they should call us spoiler alerts.
Yeah.
Seriously. Big time.
Everything we fucking said is coming fucking true.
Yeah, big time.
So
that's what it is.
My fucking 2 cents.
That's what it is.
That was at least 5 cents, dude. All
right. You got a nickel off of me, you motherfucker. Yeah.
John, you just
I love you.
You just yelled at me in agreement for an hour and 20 minutes. I think you gave us enough time.
I love it, dude.
I didn't expect.
Go eat some organic vegetables and roll out some fucking chapatis and have a good fucking life, you know?
You told everybody where they can find your shit.
John Joseph. John Joseph Discipline, all one word. John Joseph on Facebook, and then JJ Cro-Mag on Twitter. And, I had a kid write me the other day, and he's like, wrote some shit about whatever fucking Fauci and the vaccines on my business. I'm like, dude, I took his comment down. I was like, yo, bro, this is my business account, whatever. I'm staying away from that shit now. And he's like, well, if you want to be a fucking coward, I'm like, motherfucker, I just lost my entire page and got canceled by like 90% of hardcore and everything else for speaking the fucking truth. I said, go post it on your fucking page with fucking 96 followers and shut the fuck up. Like,
well, when
I put my money where my mouth is. I didn't care. If you don't want to buy my record or my books, like, they shut me down, they restricted my shit. So if they're doing all that, that should tell you something of what the fuck is going on. Because like I said, these are the last platforms where anybody could say anything. And I guarantee you, for what we said in this thing, if this podcast lasts up more than 48 hours, I'll be fucking surprised.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
Let's hope
but,
so.
But, John,
new Chinese subtitles. China is great. Everybody, Chinese subtitles telling a different story. Everybody must listen to the government. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I really, really appreciate it, John. This has been a real thrill for me. And if you want to come out and yell about anything or call anybody out by name, you're welcome to do it on here whenever you want.
Hopefully the next time I'm out west, I'll be doing music and with this band. I'm really excited about this record. I think like it's some of the best stuff. You know, after Up in Arms and all that, that record was doing real good. And then Todd, like, lost his life, sadly. But, it's like music's my thing, man. It was never – I never made – I got ripped off my whole fucking music career. So I don't do it for the money or whatever, or trying to, you know, be a rock star, any of that fake shit. I just do it because, like, I've been, you know, that's one of the things. Ever since I was a kid, music was the thing, no matter what I was going through. My father trying to kill my mother, like foster homes, the streets, lockup. It was, you know, it was always music that pulled me out of shit. And that's why I do music, because it's a fucking lifesaver. And, you know, I'm not going to stop, man. I'm going to be playing music. I'm 60 now. And, you know.
Yeah. Looking good. And hey, man, your music has saved a lot of people's lives as well.
Well, here's the thing. I'm there for anybody, man. And I've helped so many people out that reached out to me. One guy, I posted about it on Facebook and my Instagram, and he was going to commit suicide, and he was an addict and everything else. And he read my books, and he reached out to me. I answered him. I fucking helped him out. I told him, yo, read these books on philosophy and, you know, read my books. And he got off all the drugs. He's got children and everything. And he just won his first boxing match. He knocked the dude out in the first round. And you look at him and he's fucking jacked. And I'm like, you know, that's what it's all about, man. It's about helping people. That's what we need, regardless of all this shit that I just talked for the last, I don't know, hour and a half. My whole thing is to help people. That's what, it's a life of service. I've fed the homeless. I spent $300,000 of my own money over 10 years to keep a yoga center open. I built it with my own hands. It was free. We served the poor. We served the needy. Like, everything was free when you walked in there. So I've always put my money where my mouth is in terms of, like, helping people. I raised $100,000 in charity money for a kid with fucking cancer. My two Ironmans in Kona, the world championship. So it's always about helping people and reaching out. And unfortunately, I still do that. But, you know, like I said, I'm able to multitask. If you're going to come out of your face, then you're going to get a philosophical fucking crack to the mug. And that's what it's about. And I don't walk around having beef with people. I like making friends. I'm a New Yorker. I'm a people person. I always will be. They're trying to figure me out down here. I'm like talking to everybody. They're like, you ain't from around here. You and your girlfriend are all skinny and shit. We walk around, we're like fit motherfuckers, me and her. And like everybody's like
hungry hippos.
I went into like, what's the store? Is it Walmart? On a fucking Friday night, we had to get some shit. Oh my God. I see a kid like with a fucking raccoon on his neck. I'm like, yo, all the fucking stereotypes are true. I'm out in the middle of nowhere hitting up a Walmart. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
But I love those people too, man. I love people, man. You know, and that's just it. So I'm done. Casey, tell me something, your mother.
Hello.
Look at that. Hey, girls, look at that cookie duster. It's legit.
You know this.
You look like Toby, man, a little bit.
Toby who?
No, I'm not saying you. I'm saying Adam.
Oh. Yeah, he does. Like the glasses. Morse,
a little bit.
Is that a diss?
No. Toby's a good looking guy. You got the same smile, the gold tooth. I love Toby, man. Like, you know.
What's going on with you, Casey?
Well, I got, I'll just throw my band shit out there. Powerhouse has a record coming out pretty soon.
Like, hell yeah.
Maybe June or July or something.
What's up, Chris?
Hell yeah. It's like six new songs, and I think they're pretty sick. And so we're going out to the East Coast, actually, at the end of April.
All right.
New Jersey and Rhode Island are with Madball and H2O.
Oh, that's going to be
Hazen
great.
And Hazen Street. And then we're playing Philly on our own with, I'm not too sure who else is playing that.
Is Joe Hardcore doing the show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's my dude. I love Joe too, man.
Yeah, he's
that's
awesome.
A That's a solid motherfucker, man.
Yeah, he's cool. So yeah, we just have some shows throughout the summer. I'm going out with Lars to England in August. And
I love Lars too.
That's the future. Yeah, hell yeah. It's going to be fun.
He's always writing me like, right on, motherfucker. Yeah. You know? Yeah, no,
I'm big time. He knows what's up and
he does.
I didn't know, you know, I didn't know if I was ever going to make it back over, you know, overseas, or if we're going to be locked down in America forever.
Before all this other crazy shit, man. There's a small window right now.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking Puerto Rico in a couple weeks, man. We're gonna catch it while we're still allowed to. You know,
I was stationed down there in the Navy, man. I was at Roosevelt Roads. Where do you go to? Do you go to?
I'd never been there.
Are you a surfer?
No, I'm friends with a crypto millionaire, so I'm going down there. I got a place to stay. Yeah. We just
go check out Vieques, man. That's the island right off there. Like, we used to be out there bombing Vieques and doing fucking, fucking EOD shit and whatever the fuck. Like, there was like, the United States military fucked that island up, and then Puerto Rico kicked us out. Kicked the military out. And now the island came back. It's fucking beautiful, man. Go to Vieques. Go to El Junque, which is the rainforest. You got to go up. The caves in Camuy closed. But, you know, I've been all over that island. I also lived as a monk in Gorabo, which is up in the mountains over there, as a Hare Krishna monk.
Cool, man. Yeah, we're awesome. Gonna check it all out. Guy just bought like a 300-acre farm there, so we're gonna go.
You know what part of the island?
Ellie, what part of the island of Puerto Rico are we going to?
Brooklyn.
What is it called? Aguadilla.
Oh, Aguadilla.
Yeah.
That's fucking beautiful over there.
Yeah. So yeah, we're excited for that. Well, we're gonna.
Yeah, I've been over there.
I haven't been on a vacation with my wife since I got married 7 years ago. So yeah, we're excited for it.
Do it right. Go to Mayagüez. You gotta see Rincon because that's where all the surfing is at, and it's nice over there too. I don't think that's that far from Aguadilla.
Yeah, the people were saying with their surfers. Puerto Rico, check it out.
Amazing people, man. So fucking good-hearted and like,
yeah.
Just watch out, like my boy lives down there in like fucking, you know, down in like Luquillo and all that shit, and the crime's getting pretty fucking bad down there too. So
I think we'll be okay, man.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah, I toughed it out and the deep part of East Oakland for a long time, so
big time. It's worse here than it is in Puerto Rico.
I know. Yeah. I was
at least in Oakland.
So I was in the Navy. I was stationed there. We went out in the middle of fucking, like, we found this town way out, and I was with like these Marines and this like EOD dude, and we got fucked up in this bar. And then we, you know, it was all locals, and then there's these Irish guys, and we're playing, well, you know, Irish and fucking whatever, white dudes, black dudes, and we're like playing pool, and we're beating them all, and like they're fucking like talking shit, and then like we started like saying shit to their girls, and the whole, you know, like the one dude fucked with my dude, and he just took up the pool ball and smashed him in the face. This guy was a badass. And then like we fucking fought the bar, and we had to fight our way out of the bar, and then we're like walking back to the base, and like, you know, it was a couple miles, and then we hear like this whole fucking mob coming behind us, and we turn this corner, and then we look behind us, and it was like, you know, like young Frankenstein with the machetes, like fucking coming at us and shit. Like, we're like, yo, fucking ran back to the base, and the fucking Marine had to lower his fucking like M16 at them. And then he fired over their heads to get them to stop. But they're like, we're going to fucking kill you, maricón. Yeah, I have a lot of adventures down there, man. I was going out on PT boats, taking fucking LSD and fucking hanging out with maniacs.
If you want to hear all the John Joseph stories, go get Evolution of a Cro-Mag.
It's on audio too with me.
Okay. If you're not a good reader and you want to feel smart, it's a pretty thick book, but it's a page turner, so you'll have no problem getting through it.
That's
so
awesome.
I loved it, and I read your other books. I lead a different lifestyle than that, but I've read
them all.
I love you still.
And, I heard you got chickens and all that.
I got chickens. I got sheep, man. I'm gonna eat them all, dude. So, but John, thank you so much for being on here, Casey. We'll talk soon, man. Let's get you back on.
Much love, thanks, guys.
Much love, bro. Pleasure. Yeah, anytime.
I got one last thing to say.
Say it.
As long as you remain a seeker of the truth in your life, you're going to be straight.
Hell yeah. Thanks, guys.
Right on, bro.
And there's only two genders.
I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this for me. I'm not signed on to killing all those old people. Oh, those black babies? Fuck you, motherfucking New World Order. I will get your ass. Delay that. It pisses me off. You sign on to playing God, you get burned. And all you dumbasses that serve the New World Order are idiots. Playing God all day. Deciding who lives and who dies.
Penis man.
And then I find out they're all screwing little kids and devil worshiping. Of course they are. Oh, you're the big elites. Oprah Winfrey and Ted Turner and Bill Clinton and Epstein, all in that seven-story pervert building in New York. What a bunch of freaks. And the fact that those pedophiles, and I'm calling Oprah Winfrey one, hope she burns in hell. Every damn one of you's a piece of crap. And you're going to be judged. So you just continue to enjoy hurting babies and hurting old people and hurting homeless people and turn us all into a bunch of idiots. Because you will be destroyed.
Mom, I'm transgender.